Good morning. So we left off. We're in Parakhov Bays, the Midah of Anava, the Midah of Humility. And in the red edition, we left off on page Resh Chavav. So remember again, the Ramchal pointed out that Anava, that humility, has two parts. There's Anava b'machshava and Anava b'maisa. Right? There's ultimately, again, humility through action and humility through thought. But remember again, whereas normally we say that humility through thought, that I should say actions come first and thought comes second. Lemaisa, again, when it comes to humility, this may actually be the exception, and humility begins first, b'machshava, and then afterwards translates into thought. So we began this section last time. Ha'anava b'machshava hi. So what does it mean? Again, ultimately, this humility. Dr. Elman, that seat is open. Yeah. So he says, "Hanav machshava hi." Ultimately, again, it's not an aisle. I know it's not an aisle, but you could put in a request for an upgrade. It's not everything. Everything is business. So it's front. It is front row. It is front row, and you get a window, and you do get a window. Yeah. So the Rakhah is fine. He says, "Hello, Machshavah." It was my fault. I opened the doors. That's it. So I love Machshavah. So ultimately, what does it mean to have this humility in thought? And also, we began this last year. She's poning her Adam Yis Amitz Etzlo. Asher in ha tehila va'akava ru'uyim lo. Shekol shekin ha'es nasi asha'ar b'nei mino. That I should realize that ultimately any praise or any covet is not really befitting me. I don't really deserve it. All the more so, any feeling of being exalted or elated over another. V'zeh mipnei ma shechaster mimeno behechrich. And this is because ultimately I know my deficiencies. V'gam mipnei ma shekvar yesh biyado. And ultimately, again, I know. And this again, this is what we ended up with last time. I know that even the things that I've accomplished are deficient. I know that even the things that I've done, even the things that I've accomplished, at the end of the day, they are not what they could be. They could be more, they should be more. Mipnei ma shechaser menu pashutu, ki efshar the adam le'izeh madrega shiyeh min hashlemus, shelo yiyeh bo chesronos rabim. Because Rabbi said the reality of life is that no matter what level a person is on, no matter how accomplished a person always has chesronos. A person always has deficiencies. It's just the nature of the human condition. Also listen to this. What kind of deficiencies do we have in life? Omitzad tiv'o. So the truth is, some of our deficiencies are just innate or inherent. Meaning, again, everyone has innate weaknesses. We have strengths, but also weaknesses. Listen to this. Omitzad mishpachto ukrovav. People have chesronos. Why? Because of their families, right? Jabo said the one thing you don't get to choose in life is your family. And on one hand, we know that family could be an incredible asset, but family could also be an incredible handicap. Depending on the nature of your family, depending on the nature of family dynamics, those are things ultimately a person can't decide. Omitzod makrim shekarulo, or because of different events that may have occurred. Again, remember, there could be circumstances in life that are visited upon me that I did not choose, but by definition, again, they hamper me. He says, Omitzad ma'asav, or we'll say at the end of the day, and this is also very profound, or because of my actions. Now, what does this mean? What is Ramchal saying over here? We'll say, it's an interesting thing, and I think during Elul and during Yom Noram, we think about this a lot, because we're very focused on Tshuva. And of course, again, the Rav points out, the Soloveitchik points out that Tshuva has two parts. There's Kapara and there's Tara. So, which means, the Rav explains that Chet is goring two things. It causes two things. It causes Onesh, and it causes Tumah. So Chet, right, every single sin carries with it a punishment. That's just the reality. Every sin, big or small, there's always a punishment. That's one element of sin. But there's also tuma. That chait ultimately is metame. It defiles the individual. So tshuva, says the Rav, has two parts as well. Tshuva has kapara. Kapara is misalik es ha'onesh. It takes away the punishment. And there's tara, which ultimately, removes the tuma. So I will say, if you think about this for just a moment, if you take this a step further, something amazing occurs, which is that there are some sinful actions, there are some things we do in life that you can't reverse. You know, it's interesting. You could go ahead and you could get the onesh removed, right? You can get the punishment removed. You could even, if klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be removed, but the realities of my actions still stand. We all have things that we've done in life that although we regret it, and although I wanted, I've done tshuva for it, there's collateral damage. And that collateral damage cannot be undone. That's what I'm currently saying over here. Omitzan masov. There are some things in life that we've done that we simply can't reverse. I don't mean in a spiritual sense. I mean in a metzias sense. In a reality, you know, earthly sense. Sha'adam ein tzadik ba'aretz. Asher ya'aseh tov lo yechta. Because we'll say, Shlomo Melech says, incredible piece of Solomonic wisdom, there is no person in this world who has not sinned. Hein kol ila mumin ba'adam, she'ina manichin lo makom hisnasus klas. So we'll say, so the Ramchal is saying, if you want to know why I have to be humble, it's because there is no person in this world that does not have these issues, either inherent or innate weaknesses, problems with family, events that have occurred that have been visited upon me, or actions that I've done that have caused a certain level of collateral damage in my life. We all have situations like that. So because of that, says the Ramchal, how could I ever contemplate becoming a Baal Gaiva? By definition, these things humble me, because these things ultimately make me realize that at the end of the day, as much as I've accomplished, there's still more that I have to accomplish. Even what I've done is highly imperfect in many regards, and therefore, this cements my humility. He says, even if a person has many malos, even if a person has many redeeming qualities, because we'll say in reality, as many malos as I might have, these chasronos, these deficiencies, sometimes could even eclipse any of these other accomplishments. What Ramchal is saying is the root of humility is a recognition of my imperfections. But again, Abbas, remember, as we said when we started this parak, this is a very fine balance. Remember, the Ramchal is therefore saying, therefore, because of all my deficiencies and imperfections, I am nothing. That's not what he's saying. I'm a something, and I'm a good something. But lest I get carried away with myself and my accomplishments, let me focus on the chasronos a little bit, not to get myself down, but to go ahead and keep myself balanced and to keep myself humble. Hine. Hachachma. So I'll say this is actually very interesting. He says, what's one of the things that ultimately bring one to gaiva, to arrogance, and to feel like a feeling of superiority over others? Chachma. Now it's interesting. In footnote 12, he says, Chachma is hakishan vahayidiyak. It's intellect. Intellect. Sometimes superior intellect makes people feel that they are greater than others. L'fi shekvar himayla sheba adam atzma. Because Jews are both like possessing strong intellect is an incredible gift. Remember again, one of the things ultimately again that goes ahead and separates us from the rest of creation is two things. Number one, higher intellect, and two, speech. So a person possesses higher intellect, often they become a Baal Gaiva, feel like they're better than others. Right, because a person has an incredible milo in a part that is the most exalted part of man, namely his intellect, his seichel. Vihine, listen to this. Ein lecha chacham shelo yit'e v'shelo yitztarech lilmol medivrei chaverav. We'll say now, it doesn't matter how smart you are. Everyone makes mistakes, and therefore everyone must learn from their fellow. Upamim rabos. And I both say, how often does it happen that we even learn from people who are quote-unquote our students, or people who are our junior? Our junior, whatever that means, whether our junior in age, or our junior in career paths, whatever it is. So I'll say, if a person possessed an intellect that was all-encompassing, they didn't need anyone else, and they knew anything and everything, okay, it could be a Baal Gaiva, but there's no such thing as an intellect like that, that is all-encompassing, that knows everything, that doesn't require me to learn from others. Therefore, how can I become a Baal Gaiva as a result of my intellect? V'amnam, mi shehu bal seichel yosher, afilu im zacha lios chacham gadol umuflag, be'emes, This is amazing. And the Ramchal says, and the truth is, even if someone is what he calls a Baal Seichel Yasher, let's say Baal Seichel Yasher, someone who really is an incredibly wise incredibly wise individual, but again, uses his Seichel in the right way, uses his Seichel in a proper fashion, and he becomes a great Talmud Chacham and recognized, when he contemplates and he looks at this, he'll realize that there's no room for a guy. But people say, why not? This is amazing. Ki hine, mishehu bal seichel, sheyodeh yoser me'acherim, eina ose ela mashe b'chok tiv'o lasos. People say, this is actually quite amazing. Because says the Ramchal, at the end of the day, if you have an incredible seichel, you have incredible intellect, guess what? That's not something you accomplished. That's not something you did. That's what? That's a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. That's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Ka'uf shemagbia uf lathir shetiva bakach. It was just like the bird can't become a balgaiva because it flies. Because the Maisa, it's not the pshat that the bird like earned that right or graduated to that right. That's how the bird was created. So if a person is blessed with intellect, that is a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. That's something that God gives you. Someone has a photographic memory. What's the pshat? I studied really hard, so I had a photographic memory. No, that's something that God gave. It's a gift that Ribono Shel Olam gave you. So you didn't earn it. There's nothing special about you that it was given to you. That was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to you. He says, look what he writes. V'hashor mosheich bekocho, levishachuku. Just like the ox. What does an ox do? An ox pulls a burden. Why? Why does an ox pull a burden? Because that's what God created it for. Kein mishu chacham, hu lefi mashet, hu lefi shetiv o mevia lezeh. So to Rabbi Sayyid, if someone is a Talmud chacham, someone is very wise, someone who has great intellect, understand that's the teva, that's the nature that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed you with. Li'ilu oso sha'achshav eno chacham kamahu, hayolo seichel tivi kamahu, hayemischakeim gamhu kamahu, imkein, ein kan lehisnasi lizgas. We'll say, if somebody is not as smart as me, not as intellectually astute as me, well, you know what? Had God given them the same gifts that God had given me, then what? Then Lamaisa, they'd be just as smart. I'll say it's an incredible, incredible insight. What Ramchal is saying is that sometimes we become Baalei Gaiva because of things that the Ribono Shel Olam has done for us, instead of recognizing, thinking that somehow this is something that I have accomplished, when in fact it's not true. It's all something that God has conferred upon me. So the same way that the bird can't become Baal Gaiva because it flies, because that's the Teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. The ox can't become Baal Gaiva because it pulls a heavy load, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled it to do. So to the person blessed with intellect, that's not something I've earned. Now again, I could sharpen it, I could hone it, I could use it in the right way, but the intellectual capacity itself is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed me with. Let's just read one more line. He says, "Ela im yesh bo chachma rabba, hinei mechuyav lelamda lemisha tzarech eleha." So we'll say, now the Ramchal is going to begin a topic which we're going to continue tomorrow as well. But a person has to understand, I will say, and this is an incredible yisod, when the Ribono Shel Olam blesses you with gifts in life, those gifts are not an entitlement. Those gifts are a mechayiv. Those gifts obligate you to do something great. So if the Ribono Shel Olam has blessed you with intellect, so what are you obligated to do with that? You have to use that intellect to teach others who do not possess the same level of intellect. That ultimately, again, if you learned a lot of Torah, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, don't give yourself a big shkoyach, because at the end of the day, that's why you were created. So says the Ramchal something amazing, and this by the way, see, really, you understand, you're thinking of a two-pronged argument. Why can't I become a Baal Gaiva if I have a lot of intellect, if I'm a very wise person? So two things. First of all, it's not because of something I did. It's a gift that God gave me. And furthermore, here's the amazing part. Do you know why God gave you that gift? That gift is not for you. That gift is not for you. That gift is for you to use for others. Incredible. Let's do our fine. Chris said, "Mine." We'll do one more line. Look what he writes. Im ashiru, seemingly if a person is wealthy, yismach bechelko, person should rejoice in his portion. Again, obviously, a person has to have incredible hakaras hatov. If the Ribbono Shel Olam blessed them with wealth and they don't have any financial worries, a person should rejoice in that chelik. But again, same idea. Va'alav hu la'azra lemi she'in lo. We'll say, again, so what's the job of a wealthy person? So remember, again, we'll say wealth is the same thing. You know, a person will say, well, I earned my wealth. You put in your hishtadlus for your wealth. But you know, I will say it's an amazing thing because we see in the world what could happen. You could have two people that put in the same level of hishtadlus. One person is fabulously wealthy. One person simply can't make it. So what's the pshat? What's the difference? What's the difference between the two? And they could both be equally as wise, just whatever, just turned out differently. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is mazmin ha-parnaso. The Ribbono Shel Olam determines how much Reuven's going to have and how much Shimon's going to have and how much Levi's going to have. So the same way that I can't become a Baal Gaiva because of my intellect, I also can't become a Baal Gaiva because of my money. Because as much as yes, I have to put in the effort, but at the end of the day, it's a gift that the Ribbono Shel Olam confers upon me. But see my idea, see where the Ramchal is going with this. Whenever you receive a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nature of that gift is I am a custodian of that gift. And the goal of that custodianship, is that a word, custodianship? Yeah, okay, good. The goal, thank you. Right, the goal of the custodianship is how can I go ahead and use it for the other? Whether I'm a custodian of intellect, whether I'm a custodian of wealth, what can I do somehow to be mahana, to benefit the other? And Rabbi Yosef says, Ramchal, if you take this two-pronged approach to your brachos in life, number one, that it's a gift from God, I didn't necessarily earn it. And number two, that actually the gift is not even about me. That's the amazing part. The gift is giving me a tool to be able to help and to improve the lives of others. Says Ramchal, suddenly, how could one ever become a Baal Gaiva because of their brachos in life? We'll stop over here. He's going to give more examples of this dynamic tomorrow, so we'll merit to pick up with it tomorrow.